Best-selling author and American psychologist Mary Pfeiffer said this, "We live in a world filled with language. Language imparts identity, meaning, and perspective to our human community. Writers are either polluters or part of the cleanup team. Just as the language of power and greed has the potential to destroy us, the language of reason and empathy has the power to save us. Writers can inspire a kinder, fairer, more beautiful world, or invite selfishness, stereotyping, and violence. Writers can unite people or divide them." In this Book Show podcast, host, confidence coach Susan Axelrod asks women authors a simple question: which kind of writer are you? She invites each guest to step into the confidence zone to proclaim how her book can inspire. If you are seeking inspiration to create your legacy, take out your pen and pad. Your book, My Time, starts now. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Book Show podcast, Your Book, My Time. I am so excited about the author I am interviewing today. T. Carey Mitchell is a powerhouse. What I love most about her is that she might be a woman in what I call the second half of life. If you follow me, you know that that is my brand, Discovering You Again for Women in the Second Half of Life. I help them personally in coaching. I help them grow businesses. I help them turn passion into a paycheck. And so TK is doing this every day. Before I start, I have to say, go watch her YouTube channel. It's Lifestyle 120. And TK, I want to welcome you to the show. I'm delighted to have you here.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. That was a lovely introduction.
You know, I have been a speaker for a very long time, since I was in my teens. Mm-hmm. And when I do a speaking engagement, instead of giving a bio, usually what I do is tell people, just say something that is the reason that you invited me. So yes. The reason I invited you today is that my mentor, coach, partner, friend, Cornelia Stephanie of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group called me up and said, "Susan, have TK on your book show." And I did. So then I went, I glanced through your materials, I spent time watching your videos, and I am really, truly delighted. Oh. And today we're going to talk about your book, Sip the Garden, Fun, Easy Drinks for a Healthier Family. Tell me, TK, what is the story behind the story of this amazing book?
This particular book. Yeah, well, you know what? Thank you for that lovely introduction, Susan. I just want to say, too, that as a holistic wellness coach, motivational speaker, and spiritual leader, I'm in the business of promoting love, joy, and good health. And I'm passionate about providing tools for others to live their best life. Now, Sip the Garden, Fun, Easy Drinks for a Healthier Family. I was inspired to write the book because I wanted to do something impactful to affect positive nutritional changes for young people. And at the time, I really liked what Michelle Obama was doing with her Let's Move campaign. And I sort of jumped on a wave of energy around providing kids and their families a way to reap the benefits of whole health. And being a former educator with 32 years of experience in the public school setting, I was still invested in the well-being of our youth. I wanted to address the issue of childhood obesity, which is the cause of many life-threatening illnesses. And I knew that that could be accomplished through lifestyle changes.
I love everything about this. I love the idea that you are focused down in the generations. And also sometimes we know very well, as we also learned through Michelle Obama's movement, that sometimes the children can impact the parents, right?
Exactly.
Children can impact the adults.
Yes.
And so I really love that. Now tell me about Sipping the Garden. I did read in your materials that you were, I guess you say, diagnosed with some food allergies.
Yes.
And take it from there.
Yes. And I was suffering from a number of different health issues. One of the major issues was these prominent food allergies. I had no idea. I mean, gluten, dairy, egg, you name it. And they were affecting my health in a major way. And once I gave up those particular foods, I mean, my life was changed in an amazing way. Of course, I had to make some lifestyle changes, became an expert at, I would say, allergy-friendly cooking and food preparation and all of that. So the book sort of reflects that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think making lifestyle changes can be overwhelming for many, right? You want to eat right, you want to exercise, you want to release habits that are not good for your health, but there's a lot to consider, and people can get so frustrated that many of them wind up not doing anything at all to support their health.
Yeah, it's just too much, especially with everything, all the mental health concerns, the emotional concerns, the spiritual, you know, lack today. Mm-hmm. So there's something really important that I want to talk about here. Mm-hmm. In some ways, you do talk to mature people. Yes. I see that from your materials.
Right.
But I love how you're also talking to families and especially families with young children. Mm-hmm. Now, I have several clients who are younger, even though most of my clientele are mature women in the second half of life.
Yeah.
Younger people are finding me, not just women, but also men. Mm-hmm. And so I really love that you would be speaking directly to these various audiences about something that is truly, truly life-changing. Now, you mentioned your allergies, and you have several of them.
Oh, many, yes.
Yeah, and so there must have been doubtless a problem with the diagnosis, because I know that often as women, we don't get diagnosed, you know, quickly or efficiently. And then you discovered them. Mm-hmm. Can you share a little bit about that journey? Because after reading through your materials, I realize I think this affects more people than they know themselves.
Well, you know, it all happened around menopause. And, you know, I had this unexplained weight gain, and I had elevated lipid levels and bone loss and all these different things. I went to a naturopath and they completely turned my life around. But one of the major issues that was contributing to those particular problems was food allergies. And I suspected I must have had them most of my life. You know, you kind of know, but you really don't know. And so that was basically it. And I knew that if I could release these particular foods, that my life would be completely turned around. And it was. I was able to reverse all of the health issues that I had, as well as lose the extra pounds. And I really wasn't going after that. I just didn't want to take the drugs that the doctors were prescribing. And I said, I want to go the naturopathic route first. And then if I have to do this, okay. But I just need to look at some alternatives first. And I'm so glad I did. And so that was really like the first step in my health journey and in helping others.
Mm. So we're getting some comments of people saying, I need to hear this today. This is so important. Yeah. Can you help me with a time frame? Was this years of your life? Okay, I got the part about menopause.
Right.
But I want to call out again. To anybody who's listening, who's any women who's not in that life stage, don't tune us out. Tune in more than ever right now. Right now.
Okay? Right. And so this occurred, oh gosh, it's been, because this was 2006. And so it seems like quite a while ago. But then you're on this journey, you're on this path. And I'm on a wellness path. I always have been, but it becomes more intense and you get educated and you get better at it. And, you know, all of these things occur. And then the past still continues. But the book was written in 2015, but I kind of pulled everything together. Then I'm hoping we'll have time to talk about the Women's Empowerment Program. That came right ahead of COVID, 2020. And so all of these little bitty pieces that sort of make my life much more powerful and much more impactful. And then I'm able to help a wide variety of people.
I love that.
Yes.
So we got a question. Can you say again a little bit more slowly, what were those things that you were allergic to? You said gluten.
Oh my gosh. I have to pull out my medical list. But you know, some of the major, I'm allergic to, oh my gosh. Okay. So just the basic ones that people can identify with: egg, milk, well, dairy, egg, dairy and gluten. And you know how you listen to a lot of the shows and they talk about fish, how important that is. Well, I didn't know that I was allergic to fish. I mean, if I was doing what they told me there, then I would be in trouble. But fish and turkey and there's a whole list.
Wow.
But you know what's interesting is I found alternatives, healthy alternatives. And so now I'm creating meals for my friends and family, and they come over and they taste, for instance, my raw blueberry pie with the nut base, and the crust is so yummy. They, oh my God, this is so good. I can't believe it. I'm addicted to this. So there are alternatives that people love, and you figure you leave out the dairy. What do you, substitute? Well, I've got natural substitutes for that. And they'll tell me, I can't believe there's no dairy in here. No egg, what in the heck?
Well, let's make our first gift to our listeners today. Mm-hmm. We're going to, if you're willing, I don't know if it's in your book, if you don't want to, but if you're willing to post the recipe for raw blueberry pie, then I'll put that in the comments.
Oh, you know, I could post that. In fact, Susan, it is on my website. I have a recipe section on my website. There are oodles of recipes there.
Okay, well, let's get right to that right now. So your website is what?
Lifestyle120.com. Okay. And if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see recipes. You click there and you'll have a wide variety of recipes. I am not vegan. I'm not vegetarian. I eat very small amounts of meat. However, all of my recipes are gluten-free vegan.
Oh, wonderful.
And so, yeah, they're very tasty.
Good. That's wonderful. Okay. I went to your website. There's so much there. I got stuck on videos, watching videos. I did go to the recipes, but I glanced over it because I'm not really a cook. I don't really love to cook.
Yeah.
But I love the idea of what we're talking about. And especially I love the idea of how paying attention to these things can help you feel healthier. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we want today. And the idea of your book, Sip the Garden, tell me about the drinks, the beverages in your book. Let's hear about this.
Sure. Yeah. I just want to say too that, the American diet is saturated with sugar, as you know. Everyone knows it's saturated sugar, fat, salt, and preservatives. So Sip the Garden is unique because it offers this one, because we get overwhelmed with what we need to do. There's so many things to do that people just give up and decide they're not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. So it offers one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact lives. Now, this one change, I think, will help improve your overall health and help you get minimum servings of fresh fruits and vegetables. And this one change begins inside the drinking glass. So Sip the Garden is a collection of 39 recipes of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome, plant-based and water-based beverages to jumpstart a healthy wellness plan. Just one change and that's what you're drinking. So I think just by changing what you drink, you can begin to improve your health. And the cup you're holding right now is a great place to start. So the whole purpose behind this, Susan, is to offer families this one manageable lifestyle change. Incorporate nutritious plant-based beverages into your daily routine while reducing the intake of soda and other sugary beverages. And it's a unique collection because the focus is on water, a vital fluid of which many families do not get enough.
I watched your video on that.
Okay.
So when TK and I met for a minute to get ourselves situated before our podcast conversation, she thought that this conversation was only 15 minutes. I'm like, no, it's 30. But guess what? Inside of 15 minutes, you have enlightened and elaborated on a tool that it sounds like anybody can use to make one manageable lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. What I love about this, TK, is exactly your language is so fresh. It's so right on that mm-hmm. people feel overwhelmed with all these things and right. all the experts telling us what to do, mm-hmm. but we're struggling. Yes. Come on, let's be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
We're struggling and this is something I'm actually going to talk to several people about this, and especially my younger clients with younger children, because I'm sure these beverages are delicious.
That's wonderful. I want to, add that each recipe, has fun facts and the ingredients featured, as well as questions and activities for the entire family to enjoy. And just, I created the titles for the drinks, but I think they're fun. Just a few sample titles. There's one called Kiwi Salsa. There's a cranberry relish. There's a broccoli chatter, a ginger cookie, radish spritz, and figgy fudge and spiced heat.
Oh my God. I'm so all over this. The second question that I ask every author is, why is your book worth my time? And we are so far beyond that. This book, a small book, really, it's not a huge, thick book. A small mm-hmm. book can mm-hmm. really help open your eyes to a different way of being. Yeah. And then in combination with the material that you're putting out, which I love on a whole different level, I would hereby like to invite you to be a guest on my podcast that I co-host with Cornelia Stephanie, Women Who Radiate Wealth, because I love what you're doing in your business, giving away so much free stuff, mm-hmm. giving away free recipes, free, important, helpful. And this is a lot coming from me. I want to say, I don't really usually say this, but what you're putting out is so helpful. Well, so let me ask you, I'll talk to Cornelia about that.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. What do you want people to do as a result of reading your book? Mm-hmm. What happens from there?
Yeah, well, you know what? This is just a stepping stone. And so, of course, I think all the beverages are sure to tickle your palate. But by reading the book and trying the recipes, you have just changed the way you drink and therefore have positively impacted your health. Hopefully now, after reading the book and trying the recipes, now you're ready to move forward. So, I asked.
Hold on 1 second. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pull an Oprah. I remember when Oprah discovered Twitter and she didn't know what it was about.
Yes.
She would be like, what's this tweeting thing? Oh. But eventually she learned very quickly to say, this is a tweetable moment.
Okay.
And that was one.
Okay.
By doing one simple thing, you have done something to positively impact your health.
Yes.
Continue.
Yes. And so once you've done that, then you ask yourself, what is the next goal for improving my overall health? And I just want our listeners to know that I do offer one-on-one coaching and group coaching. I also have a women's empowerment program to help refresh every aspect of your being so you can flourish in your second half. And by doing this, people will be motivated, I believe. They will be motivated then to really tackle those serious health issues or serious health goals that they want to accomplish just because they made that one step by changing one thing. And I believe they'll be on a roll then.
Mm, it feels so good. The one thing that I changed, TK, in my transformational journey, mm-hmm. I call it my own journey to enlightenment, was my thoughts. Okay. I got control of my thoughts.
That's right.
Yeah. And that was a huge thing for me, a story for another time. But mm-hmm. I love this idea that you're calling out, change just one thing. It doesn't have to be everything. So now please speak to us about the Women's Empowerment Program.
I'd love to.
Piece of what it is that you're doing.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for offering me that opportunity. So my empowerment program was born out of two personal challenges. One was successfully overcoming some of my own health challenges naturopathically, as I explained earlier. And also, this is a critical one, wondering how to continue my life of service after I say graduating from my public school, public education career, mm-hmm. instead of using the word retirement, graduating.
Good for you. Right. We'll talk about that on the next podcast.
Right, right. Go ahead. And then when other women began asking me to support their health journey, I knew there was a need for lifestyle changes. So I created a comprehensive program for women called Sprout Your New Life, because I wanted to inspire mature and seasoned women to step into their power and achieve what was important to them. And I used my own experiences and success to create a paradigm specifically designed to prepare courageous women for a beautiful second half. So my mission there is to show women how to, like you said earlier, how to release the limited mindset of, you know, your thinking rather. Change your thinking to release the limited mindset of, I'm too old to pursue my passions. My best years have passed. I'm not good enough or smart enough. Yeah, you know the story. Then make positive mental shifts to reclaim their health, confidence, purpose, and power so they can be amazing in their golden years. And I know that if a woman wants to experience more joy and more prosperity in the second half of her life, she must tap into the secret tools that will lead to her success. In other words, in order to make sustainable changes, you need a strong foundation. And the Sprout Your New Life program gives you that foundation and the tools to make lasting change in your life. Now, it's across 24 modules. You'll tackle every aspect of your life in a kind and nurturing way that gives you confidence and guides you to living your truth and unlocking your potential. So we look at a variety of different things like nutrition and rest and fitness, relationships, home environment, community service, and your life's purpose. All of these are very important. So I say that transformation is a spiritual journey. My program harnesses the power of spirit to help you go deep and commit to the new you. Every exercise in the program, every exercise in the book, in the workbook is designed to help you get a step closer to your inner peace and knowing, to celebrating you and who you're meant to be.
Oh my gosh. Every episode I do, I find that I need to listen back to it with a pen and paper so that I can really more fully absorb and integrate. Now I'm interviewing, but mm-hmm. then I'm actually a listener. And mm-hmm. so I can't wait to do this already. I loved that you called out the secret tools. Mm-hmm. I use intuition in my work. I've developed mm-hmm. the intuitive business system, mm-hmm. giving a nod to women's intuition instead of suppressing women's intuition. And I help women in business use their intuition to rise, which is where you 100% are. Yes. You're in the intuitive business space. I love everything about it. And I especially love that you're calling out, offering mm-hmm. these secret tools that really are available to anyone. If what, TK?
If the person is ready and willing to do the work, if they are willing and ready, that they have decided that this is the time in their lives, because, for instance, if you have kids, the kids are grown and doing their own thing. And whether or not you're with a spouse, you may be retired or considering doing some different things in your life, and you're not really sure. You're thinking that maybe those goals you had when you were a teenager in your early 20s, it's too late for that. No, mm-hmm. I say it's not too late. So it's a matter of being excited about the rest of your life and receiving what you need so you can move forward and enjoy every aspect of it.
I'm closing my eyes. I'm just allowing this to wash over me. Because my work has been geared towards women in the second half of life, and people say, how old is that? And I'm like, 42, baby, believe it or not, you know, and all the way through to the end. But now younger people are finding me. So I really just closed my eyes there to allow the energy of our discussion today to really ripple out and surround what I call our youngers, our younger sisters, in my case. And because I have two adult daughters.
Okay.
So everything I do is to help create a better, improved, healthier, you know, loving, kind, you know, spiritual, deep soul connected life that they can choose if they want. And so I just want to really invoke this, TK. I don't usually do this, but I'm very called for us to bring our energy together to allow the ripples of what you are sharing, mm-hmm. your journey, your synthesis, your integration, your work and commitment. Can you hear me pounding my hand? To ripple out and surround in love our youngers, men and women, and especially our children, because I feel that they need it. You invoked, you know, I asked you to finish the question, if what, and you said, if you're ready mm-hmm. and willing to do the work. I have it all over my website. I work with people who are ready. So let me ask you now, the Women's Empowerment Program is a video module program. Is there any live component to it?
Yes. Let me tell you just a little bit more about that. So our online empowerment program consists of 24 online videotape modules. All the modules are videotaped. And it includes the colorful 188-page workbook. And it also includes an exclusive Facebook group for subscribers, as well as inspiring bi-weekly emails delivered to your inbox. Yeah. So I say, if you're ready, if any of our listeners are ready to plant the seeds of transformation and live the life you've always dreamed of, I invite you to visit my website. Again, it's lifestyle120.com, and check out the details of the Sprout Your New Life course. Yes, all the lessons are videotaped. They're live. Yes.
That's fantastic. You can listen to them over and over. Yes. I love that you have a Facebook group. I also have a Facebook group. I went out into the snow and walked today. I went live in my own Facebook group doing the same thing that you're doing, TK, which I'm seeing, which is modeling for us. I love your videos from the gym. I go to the gym twice a week. I'm working on it myself.
Get your muscles.
And so I think this is, I love everything about this. I also love the progression of starting with this book mm-hmm. and making that one manageable lifestyle change, which, as you helped us to understand, helps us feel better.
Yes.
And then when we feel better, we want to do more.
Yes.
And absolutely. Then you're offering a lot of other things to do mm-hmm. And really for people of all ages. Now, the workbook you mentioned, mm-hmm. tell us about the workbook.
Well, the workbook has activities in there to help, like you were saying, change your thinking. And because there's a spiritual thread there, I think people really enjoy that. And basically what we're talking about there is the spiritual life principles that I created, which center around love and integrity and faith and enthusiasm, and working that up through every single lesson to make sure that it's ingrained. There's a lot of affirming, a lot of affirmations to practice within the program as well.
I have such a big, for our listeners, I have such a big smile on my face. I'm just loving everything about this. Are you selling the workbook also, or does that only go as part of the program?
Right. The workbook is part of the program.
Okay.
Right.
Great. It's part. All right. Yeah. Good. Yeah. I just can't say enough how delighted I am to have gotten to meet you personally.
Oh,
I am your new advocate.
I feel
like we could benefit from rolling out a monthly conversation. I do this with some of my book show authors who are interested. It's just a free thing that I do on my Facebook platform. And if you're interested, I really think that this message and these lessons can benefit so many people from all different walks of life. Yeah. So it's lifestyle120.com.
Yes.
I encourage people to go and visit and have so much fun there.
And I have so much fun there. Yes. And if they would like to email me, my email is tk@lifestyle120.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
I wish you
all the very, very best success. And I look forward to a continuing conversation.
Thank you.
Take good care.